T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Love the song, Valero. Good start to the program.
Gillette?
No, it's the Who, Eminence Front. I mean, maybe Gillette uses it for a commercial.
Same note, same sound.
It's is Gillette. It?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talk a little music today, just as a side. I tweeted about an hour ago. I think I was sitting in the parking lot here. We're at the BB&T Center. You got Panthers hockey tonight. Panthers and the Dallas Stars. And you will hear the game right here on 560 WQAM. I was in the parking lot. I tweeted out a couple music notes. If you prefer the Alien Ant Farm version of Smooth Criminal over Michael Jackson's version, you are insane. And if you prefer Weezer's version of Africa over Toto's version, you're even more insane. So just a couple of, you'd know the song. You're going to tell me you don't know the song?
I was just saying, how does Weezer and who else?
Toto.
How do they make a song called Africa?
You bless the rains down in Africa.
But Toto and Weezer?
You never heard the song Africa?
I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way.
It does?
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable.
You're a strange dude.
It just makes me uncomfortable.
You're really an odd guy.
I want African Bambaataa to do Africa.
He may have.
That's what I need.
I don't think either of those cover versions are anywhere near as good as the original, but then people started tweeting me, and they're like, well, name a cover version that's better than the original, and I'll give you two. California Girls, David Lee Roth, is better than the Beach Boys version. And I know that's going to drive Tree, our engineer, crazy. No, he agrees? All right. And then Manfred Mann, Blinded by the Light. The Springsteen original, to me, is garbage. The cover is a whole hell of a lot better. Anyway, just a little aside. We're at the BB&T Center. You got Panthers hockey tonight. And like I said, you'll hear it on this station. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We're having some fun. The big news today has been Kyler Murray. I watch, you know, those sports talk television shows in the morning and Get Up with and Valero, you watch Get Up. That show's gotten better, hasn't it?
10 times better, yes.
1,000 times better. It's Mike Greenberg, but yeah. It's no longer Michelle Beadle, and it's not even as much Jalen Rose anymore.
Just like a round table of different guests every day. I like
you know it. Who it is most of the time? Dan Orlovsky. He's actually pretty good.
He is.
I was surprised. Like, he's good.
And it's funny to me to see that most of the guys on there have, like, a long NFL or Pro Bowl, you know, background when they show their little imaging. Drafted in the 5th round, was in the NFL a couple of years. Like,
ran out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
like, that's the thing with him.
Bobby Carpenter's on there a lot.
Like, I think the show has gotten a lot better. I watch Good Morning Football, but there's not as much football now. And so I watch Get Up because they do a lot of the NBA and whatnot. But both shows, they were talking a ton about Kyler Murray. I heard Dono and Frito talking about Kyler Murray. We mentioned it yesterday. Kirk Herbstreit was on Get Up. He raved about Kyler Murray so much that I started to think he might not even be available at number 13 when the Dolphins draft. Like, Kirk Herbstreit was saying, I wouldn't be surprised if, when it gets down to it, Dwayne Haskins and Kyler Murray are the two it flavors coming out of the combine and all the meetings and whatnot. And I started to think, wow, Dolphins might not even have a chance at getting Kyler Murray. I don't know if the Dolphins want Kyler Murray. I don't know. And it's one of the things I want to talk about today, because you have to do something if you're the Dolphins front office.
Yes.
You can't go whatever happens, happens. You have to have a plan. So I think the options are you draft a quarterback early with the 13th pick, or maybe even trade up to get a quarterback. You do nothing and use one of the guys that you have on the roster. I don't think it's Ryan Tannehill, so David Fales, or who's that guy? Not David Falk, or Luke
Jake,
Falk.
Jake Rudock.
What's the guy's name?
Jake Rudock.
Jake Rudock. Remember, they got him. They signed him. So you've got that, or you can get a quarterback in free agency, one of the higher profile ones, a Teddy Bridgewater and Nick Foles or whatnot. But you have to do something And I don't know what the Dolphins are going to do. If they are legitimately in love with Tua or the 2021 draft, then 2020 draft, then, you know, then they may do nothing and go with Rudock or David Fales.
But even if they, let's say they love Kyler Murray, because we're at 13, they love Kyler Murray. If they can't get up, let's say one of those teams, the Redskins find a way somehow. They don't want to go out there and sign it. There'll be a Tannehill the Redskins have to sign. A quarterback, a veteran quarterback nobody else wants.
Right.
If they don't want to go that route, what if the Redskins jump up or the Jaguars try to trade away a bunch of picks to jump up in front of the Dolphins or in front of the other teams that need a quarterback? Then you have to have a second option. The Dolphins can have a, if Dwayne Haskins or Kyler Murray is available, we're okay with that. What if they're gone 6-7 and we're at 13? Now we have to go get a Teddy Bridgewater. Now we have to look into Nick Foles is going to want so much money. I don't know if Nick Foles could ever be the answer for a rebuilding Dolphins, but they have to have a plan A, plan B, plan C. But those plans have to have a quarterback in it, because I know the tanking word isn't popular amongst fans, Hawk, but you cannot go into the season with Falk, Rudock, and Fales.
Well,
you can't do it.
Unless you honestly do not care about this upcoming season, where this season is, let's get Brian Flores his footing. Let's figure out just what rock bottom is so that we can build from rock bottom. Like, this season, like, you don't know. They could have had meetings, Dolphins, in some sort of conference room where we say, this is a lost season for all of us involved with the Dolphins. We're always going to remember the 2019 season is just going to be a lost season. We're not doing anything to make the team better. We're going to see just how bad we are so that we can actually build with some intelligence for the future. And maybe that is the plan. And maybe if that is the plan, then you go with Luke Falk. You just go with whatever you have.
But what if he's Christian Hackenberg? Like
we were talking about it yesterday.
But I understand for the draft position of getting Tua. I understand the 2020. But think about going, because we talked about it yesterday. Christian Hackenberg, his entire time in the NFL and now in the AAF, he has not scored a touchdown as a quarterback.
He's bad.
What if David Fales and Luke Falk and Rudock are worse than him? I'm talking about week 6, week 7, week 8. What if you're putting 6 points up a game? Like, you can't run an NFL team scoring single digits a game.
If you are trying to get Tua, or if there is someone other than him that you covet in that 2020 draft, like, yeah, I don't think that there's a worry then. I'm telling you, I don't think it's a worry. Like, you want to tank but still look kind of good? I don't think that's a concern.
Look like you're finding an NFL player.
No, I don't think you have to do that. I mean, do the New York Knicks look like they're trying to field a professional basketball team?
No.
They don't. You know, like, you're not going to fool anyone. You're not going to fool anyone. Like, if you're bad, if you're 3-13, you're the Dolphins next season. If you're 3-13 and you do it by scoring 20 points a game or you do it by scoring 6 points a game, who the bleep cares?
Somebody.
I don't think so.
Let's say it's Rudock, because he has the cutest name. Rudock. It's a silly name. Rudock goes in the first three games, and they're averaging 7 points a game, 6 points a game. Do you not move?
Yes.
You just sit there.
Because we did that with Matt Moore.
But you have to act like you're trying to do something. You have to act like you're maturing.
No, you don't.
So you go, you lose 6-40, then you lose 6-26.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Then you lose 31-6.
Gets you closer to Tua.
So at 0-5, 0-6, 0-7, you say, hey, fan base, we're riding with Rudock.
Well, I think that would be better than making a quarterback change and doing better.
Oh, for the draft position, yes, but yeah. In season, as you prepare, as Laremy Tunsil and Kenyon Drake,
0-6, what's the difference?
Xavier Howard, Minkah Fitzpatrick, as those guys are grinding to try to get better, try to be what they are, is the building blocks of something bigger, and they're looking at this quarterback, and this is very playerish. This is my player coming out. They're looking at an 0-5 start. Looking at a guy they know, because, like, I laughed about with Chad Henne, where Chad Henne came in, and the first camp he was a part of, I had, like, 3 interceptions early in the camp, and I was like, ooh, Crowder's getting better. I didn't know Chad Henne was just bad. I thought I got sweet. As a player looking at that and seeing they're going to keep starting Rudock, he scored 6 points in he scored 24 points in four games.
But then
and they're going to keep starting this guy?
I mean, it's pretty obvious then what they'd be doing. I don't think anyone could complain about it. I really don't. I think more people would complain if they made a quarterback change.
Now, Laremy Tunsil, Juwan James, and Cameron Wake, let's say he's still on the team. What does Brian Flores tell them when they go and approach him and say, Coach, we've scored 24 points in four games?
Yeah, you don't like it? Hit the bricks.
You can't say that.
Sure you do.
No. No, but as a coach to a player, you can't tell Cameron Wake, a future Hall of Famer probably, hit the bricks.
Yeah, you can. Because
hit the bricks?
You go, hey, I'm coming from New England where we keep going to Super Bowls, and you've been doing whatever you're doing down here, and you've been to one playoff game in your career, two maybe for Cam Wake. No, one.
No, Wake was a part of O-Wake.
He was?
Yeah.
So he's been to two. Two playoff games. I have more rings than I know what to do on my fingers. Don't worry about what I'm doing here. Hit the bricks.
So, and if Cameron Wake, I'm telling you, okay, well, we're going to play this game. You're Gates. I mean, you're
Flores.
Please don't be Gates. You're Flores. I know what I'm doing. To your point, you say that exact word. And so, okay, coach, so we're going to lose the rest of the games. Your plan is to not compete.
No, my plan is to field the team that we've chosen, which is, you know, headed by Jake Rudock or whoever it is. Go out there, play as hard as you can, and we've got a plan.
The defense does not believe in your offense, coach.
Okay, understood. Do you believe in these rings? Blap. You believe in this? Flamp.
Flamp and blap. That's what you're
if
doing?
If you don't believe in the rings, do you believe in this? Whop.
Oh, don't whop me. I don't want to see that.
On betonline.ag, who will draft Kyler Murray, this online gambling site? Miami Dolphins are the favorite at 3-2.
Makes sense.
Miami Dolphins are the favorite. Jaguars 5-1. Giants 5-1. Raiders 6-1. Cardinals 7-1. Be interesting if he's available or if they decide, you know, and it could be something as simple as this where the notion is going into the hiring of Brian Flores and even the meetings afterwards, the notion is we're going to tank. We like what we see in 2020. And then all of a sudden, Kyler Murray has a great workout. He's committed to football, and then his combine numbers are great. Then you have the interview with him, and he's spectacular. And you could change your plan. Like Brian Flores could have sold the Dolphins on, hey, it'll be a lost season, first season, but after that we're going to have everything together. And he could change his plan where he says, you know what? This guy's a hell of a lot better than I thought he was. He's committed to football. Let's draft this guy. We're moving our plan up by a year. You know Stephen Ross would love to hear it.
Almost what happened with Baker Mayfield last
year.
Yes. They were
exactly
terrible.
Exactly that.
Got rid of Hugh Jackson. Him and Kitchens got together, and it looked like a sensible, successful, potentially successful offense where you bring in Kyler Murray, and he is the guy that – he is the Heisman Trophy winner. He's not the Tim Tebow Heisman Trophy winner. He's the monster. He's the Peyton Manning type guy. Well, hell, we might be a year ahead of where we thought we would be. And that's the part with the quarterback. That's the part we're getting that guy where if you even bring in a new quarterback, where a Rudock or a Fails or a Falk, I don't know if I am confident enough to say Falk, Fails, and Rudock will never carry a team to a championship.
But that's okay.
But to sell to our little play we just had, to sell that to the other vets, that's the part that I've never been a part of a tank enough.
Understood.
At some point, you would go upstairs at Owen. I was a part of the 1-15 team.
I mean, they were trying to sell you on Cleo Lemon, though.
And we knew as a defense, we were like, this, we're not going to win with these. With the offense we were a part of. At about 0-9, I've told the story. 0-5, 0-6, you still have some hope. Let's turn around and figure out. At 0-10, this crap does not work. That's when frustration kicks in. That's where the transparency has to be there, and it's tough to continue to start a quarterback that you know is not supposed to be a starter in the NFL. It's a tough conversation to have, but I just know there's going to be some players that are older, that are veterans, that want to do something, that's been on successful teams. They brought in some free agents that have been on successful teams that'll look and say, we're trying to lose because you're continuing to start this guy that everyone knows is not going to do it.
A couple of the texts that have come in on cover songs that are better than the original. Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, better than Dolly Parton's.
Oh, way better.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah.
Have you heard the Dolly Parton version?
Because nope.
It's not even recognizable after you've heard the Whitney Houston version.
I'll tell you this, I didn't know it was a cover.
Really?
That I think, is that when it's successful?
Sometimes it's so many years before that you just wouldn't even know. The Fugees, Killing Me Softly. Someone says it's better. I think Roberta Flack did the original.
Different song. I've heard the original, but it's a whole different genre.
Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You, better than Prince. Prince wrote that. I don't think he recorded it till after Sinead O'Connor. I may be wrong on that.
I just can't pick Sinead O'Connor over Prince in anything.
That song happens to be better than Prince's version. I've heard it is.
If they play volleyball, I'm picking Prince.
Still.
To this day.
Because he's dead.
Really?
See.
God rest his soul.
Van Halen, You Really Got Me. Better than, who's that, Roy Orbison was the original, I think.
Don't know Roy.
You don't know Roy Orbison?
Nah. 35.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Valero, you don't know Roy Orbison, do you?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He doesn't know his cousins' names.
Somebody texts in Crowder saying Folk and Fails is some potentially dangerous radio. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Hey, man, I have control of this mouth.
What
happened?
What?
Yeah, I bet you do. If you had a nickel for every time you said that. We're at the BB&T Center. We're at the BB&T Center, and you got Panthers hockey tonight. 2:45 today, we'll play Cheers 2, give somebody a chance at winning a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery. We'll take a quick break. Got a big show planned for you. John Clayton, the professor, is going to join us. Randy Moeller will stop by. Steve Goldstein always stops by when we're out here at the BB&T Center. We got some prizes to give away today as well, so do not go anywhere.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We're at the BB&T Center. Panthers hockey tonight. So this is the Alien Ant Farm version of Smooth Criminal. And I tweeted today about 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you think this version is better than Michael Jackson's version of Smooth Criminal, you're insane. Do you have the MJ version by any chance, Laro?
I do not.
I know Gino will agree with me. Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We've been talking about Kyler Murray, and really I think everyone I told you on the morning sports television shows have been talking about Kyler Murray today and whether – oh, here's the MJ version. This is so much better.
I call it the only version.
This is the only version.
But what happens that's if you listen opinion. To it first? Like, I listened to Alien Ant Farm's version before.
Well, I think that's what happens a lot with cover songs. Like, you know, Crowder's never heard Dolly Parton's
Yeah.
I will always love you.
But I'm just saying, if you mess with a heavy girl, you know it can be better.
Well, who are you referring to?
Just any, like if you mess with the bad side first, like if all you were around were big girls and you're like, wow, she's bigger than me, you would know that a more in shape individual might be a little more enjoyable to fondle with.
What's he saying, Laro?
I was hoping you would answer.
Y'all ain't got no game. Ask Gino. Gino got game.
I don't think that that's kind of your thing, too, with like when Trump yells out fake news. When you get caught in a corner, you just yell out, y'all ain't got no game.
When I'm referring to women in relationships, then
but we're not talking about women in relationships.
I was relating it to if you was talking to garbage women and you never had a fine woman.
No. My point was, who you talking about garbage? Dolly Parton?
Yes, that's garbage. I didn't see the garbage side. All I saw was the fine one, so the
right.
garbage
well, that,
side.
Right, well, that's where you're way off, because
Dolly Parton.
They just tributed her on the Grammys.
I don't give a damn.
Sunday.
Whitney Houston's version?
You don't think, no. I'm talking about Dolly Parton as a performer. You don't think Dolly Parton is a good singer?
No.
You're calling her a garbage singer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's insane.
I think she made, we know why she's famous.
We almost.
We know why she's famous.
We almost can't even have this conversation with
Dolly Parton is a great singer.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
Have you heard a song from her?
Yeah, I saw some of that lame stuff she sung in the past.
Have you heard a song from her?
Yes, I've heard her sing.
And you think Dolly Parton is a garbage singer?
Yeah, I'm named after Carol Channing. I think Carol Channing is a garbage singer.
Well, Carol Channing sings like.
And Dolly Parton's one step below her.
No, I mean, that's insanity. Gino Toretta's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Can you school him, Gino?
I'm just trying to figure out. First off, I didn't know who Alien Ant Farm would
would knock off a Michael Jackson hit. The only Ant Farm I remember is getting those Ant Farm crappy birthday gifts. When
that was the best. You could watch them create a little community.
Watch them grow in there. And I would say, to Channing's point, first off, you're comparing any singer to probably a person with the greatest voice ever on this planet.
Dolly Parton?
Whitney Houston. Oh. Everybody's going to be not a very good singer compared to her, but Dolly Parton was a very good entertainer.
Yes, very good entertainer.
Very good. Not great.
I happen
to
think Whitney Houston was overrated, to be quite honest.
What happened?
Yeah,
I don't love any of her songs. I'm not even lying. I've told you this before. I don't think Whitney Houston's that good.
Dolly Parton's better than Whitney.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to knock you out your chair.
I'm telling you, Whitney Houston's overrated. Overrated.
That's what you sing at a concert.
Not anymore. Overrated.
I think Bobby Brown sung that at a
concert. Somebody texts in, settle down, Adrian Broner. Hey, Gino Toretta. Yes, and the thing with Alien Ant Farm, like, Falero's really, like, that was his version of Smooth Criminal growing up, so he never heard the Michael Jackson version. Michael Jackson, that one blows it away, right?
He's never had to go find a fax machine either. And you know what?
Never heard the word
fax machine.
I know.
You know what?
But that wasn't what outraged me yesterday. Yesterday we learned that Falero's never heard the word facsimile before. And I think you use facsimile even when not talking about a fax machine.
I think you should have made up some term of what facsimile stood for, and he might have kind of run with that. And
100%.
Made an idiot of himself even more.
Yeah, I could have told him it was some sort of omelet, and the next restaurant he went to for breakfast, let me get a facsimile with spinach and feta. Hey, so let me ask you, Gino Toretta, you watch college football, you broadcast for Touchdown Radio, you were a Heisman Trophy winner. Kyler Murray, he's committed to football, and the Dolphins may have a chance of getting him at pick number 13 if he's still there. Do you think Kyler Murray will be a good NFL quarterback?
I think if you're going to make a pick like that, let's say it's the Dolphins, you're making a commitment to, one, a quarterback like that, more probably run pass option, and you're making a commitment to that offense. And I would say if you're going to do that, you better look at personnel and make sure you have that type of personnel to be suited for him. Because let's be honest, if we put Kyler Murray out there with the Dolphins offense, is he the missing piece for their offense?
No.
Okay, so if you're going to make that jump, because it's a different, that would be different than, okay, you're putting a guy maybe like Haskins or somebody like that that's more of a pocket guy. But the thing is, go back to, we're old enough to when people said Michael Vick wasn't going to be any good, and he had one of the best arms I've ever seen in college. It was one of the fastest guys, if not the fastest guy in the field, and they proved everybody wrong. So I think that, there's been other guys that do the same thing, and I think everybody doubting Kyler Murray. The only knock is his size. I mean, the kid's accurate. He's one of the fastest guys on the field. It seems like nobody takes him down. And, they're like, I don't know, I would kind of look at the Super Bowl. Listen, you hit a quarterback in the mouth, they're all going to look average. And two guys that are, one of the greatest ever played the game, the Super Bowl, got hit in the mouth a bunch of times, and he had one good drive. So it comes down to the other 10 guys around him. Are they going to be able to make the quarterback, excel at his position?
And, a lot down here we got when we were talking about it yesterday, a lot of people saying he's the next Pat White. And I don't know if you remember Pat White. Played in one of his first games. He wasn't very good, but he played in one of his first games. And Ike Taylor knocked him to sleep, Gino. I was on the team with him. I'm still cool with Pat. Pat said he snapped the ball, and the next thing he knows, he was on the turnpike, and he woke up in the ambulance. Do you worry about the size? They're saying 5'10", I'll go 5'9". They're saying 195, I'll go 190 on Kyler Murray. The durability factor, are you worried about that with Kyler?
I think with anybody sitting back there, you're a sitting duck. Any quarterback's a sitting duck back there. I think it's a matter of how quickly is he going to process decisions and make those decisions. That's why If you're going to have a guy like that, it's going to be more of an offense that he's familiar with that looks more collegial than you know, an NFL, you know, sitting I formation. But it seems like most of, you know, the NFL and most of football is going that way. And all you're trying to do, I mean, no offense, Shane, all those offenses are trying to do with motions and formations and splits is, where's the linebacker on our good athlete? Is that guy going to be on Gronkowski? Is he going to be on? Is he going to be on slot receiver like Edelman? And that's who we're going to go at. That's all they're doing in all those formations. And if you're going to do that, and you got a guy like Murray, I think he's, you know, he's durable. You know, he's not the tallest guy in the world, but he's accurate as hell with the ball, and he's fast as all get out. You know, it just seems to me he's almost like those old Weeble Wobbles we used to buy as kids. Like, you can't get him to the ground. I mean, he's, you know, I don't know, he's pretty damn good player, and he's fun to watch. I know that.
Hold on a second. I think you may have referenced something that only you and I know again, Gino. Valero, do you know what a Weeble is?
A what?
Do you know, Crowder, what a Weeble is?
Weeble Wobbles Weeble rock, but they don't fall down.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall
there
down.
You go, yeah.
You never had a Weeble, Valero?
No, I still don't know what that is.
And another thing, too, Gino, you would have found me. If we played against each other, there's no way you would find a Crowder, right? You wouldn't have found me at linebacker. Never mind. You don't need to answer. The laugh said enough.
but listen, you know, you look at when Dennis Erickson came to Miami from Washington State, we went one back, no back. And everybody, you know what I mean? Nobody could adjust because they're leaving normal personnel on the field. And when, you know, we play at Nebraska in the championship game, Trev Alberts is an outside linebacker on Kevin Williams, who ran a 4.28. It wasn't hard for me to make a decision where I was going with the ball. You know, so to me, is if you're trying to do that and you've got a guy that's been damn good running that, okay, run that type of offense and get that kind of player. You know, it's just the one thing that concerns me, at least with Collins news making a jump to the NFL. And I watch probably 5 minutes of a day at something on ESPN, like a college showcase of college players at the Pro Bowl or something. I don't know, maybe it's a Super Bowl. And, you know, guys showing how accurate they were with the ball or inaccurate with the ball. Well, when you sit there in shotgun and your feet aren't right and you're not preparing like, okay, here, this is, you know, where I'm going, your feet don't match your decision. You watch these guys. I mean, these are supposedly the best college players in the game right now, and they couldn't hit, you know, stand-up tackling dummies 15 yards away from them. I'm like, man, what's going on there? You know, and so if I had a concern like that, you know, then I might not pick him. But, you know, his accuracy is, you know, is uncanny. I mean, you played against guys. Can you see Philip Rivers? You look at him, you're like, oh, man, we're going to tear him up. That arm's not very strong. He would drop dimes on dudes, and he's still doing it. And you're like, how did he throw that ball in that spot? And he does it.
Gino Toretta is with us, Heisman Trophy winner. You mentioned Dennis Erickson there in the answer. Did you watch any of the Alliance of American Football?
I watched a little bit of my man Spurrier, and then I watched a little bit of Coach E and New Heisel, like towards the end of that game. I was looking for Lamar on the sidelines, but yeah, I saw it.
What'd you think?
I thought, what's his name? One of the quarterbacks, a kid from Arizona State, Berkovich, got absolutely just launched into and just destroyed.
His head fell off.
I thought it was fun. I mean, you know what I mean? It was fun. It was entertaining. And heck, we can still watch football, you know. And it's not going to be like, man, what the hell are we doing waiting for the draft? Or, you know, what guy looks good at his jockstrap in Indianapolis? And who, you know, who lifted the most 225 pounds the most time? So we get to watch some real football.
And, you know, that hit, like, it wasn't blindside. It was right in his face. Like, as a quarterback, did you look at him and was like, big dog, you didn't see that man about to bust you in your face?
Well, let's just say this. Hey, yeah, he's still looking downfield, wanting to make a throw, Channing. Listen, the worst hit. That's not even the worst hit I've ever seen. When I was with the Lions, I remember Mike Tomczak scrambled around the same way. And I think it was, what was his name? Tracy Rocker from OT from the Lions. He did the same thing and put his head in the sternum and literally bruised the sternum of Tomczak in a game, and that was the hardest hit I've ever seen. It's the same thing. I mean, I don't have a problem with the quarterback. He was looking downfield. guy came on a late delayed blitz. You're not thinking delayed blitz, trust me, ever as a quarterback. He just, you know, he got his bell rung.
Do you remember the worst hit that you ever took?
No question about it. San Jose State. My redshirt freshman year, I started against them. They blitzed 78 out of 82 plays that we ran.
Who was their coordinator? Crowder?
Well, first off, we had better personnel than they did because they were outmatched. Because they're like, hell, we're just gonna blitz the quarterback. And a guy was coming free off the slot. And I knew that, so I was just trying to throw the ball over his head. Well, Chudzinski, our tight end, threw a no hitter from the backside, and the guy came off the backside edge and hit me in the back of the head as I'm throwing the ball just to throw it over the guy in front of me. And then he hit me into the guy in front of me. That guy's helmet hit me in the forearm, and the helmet went under my chin. And literally, I was straddling him when I landed on the back of my neck on the Orange Bowl turf. So, yes, I remember that. I remember that hit.
Did anyone get flagged?
No, hell no, nobody got flagged. I mean, we might have gotten flagged for indecent exposure because it was kind of a XXX, pose there at the end of it.
That is so great.
Conversation with the tight end that whiffed. Did you say something to him?
Man, he's in Boston. He made a lot of money being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns for a year. But, listen, Chudzinski and Joe Moore, Coleman, my tight ends weren't known as blockers.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. We're up against a break. Just out of all the quarterbacks that are available, Dwayne Haskins, your guy, yeah?
I like him. I mean, size-wise, and you know, I wasn't concerned. At least the game I saw him, he was lights out accuracy-wise. And Kyler Murray is just exciting. Kyler Murray will sell more tickets. You know, I think if your offensive talent you got is more surgeoned towards that offense, then maybe he's your guy first before Kyler Murray.
Thank you, Gino. Anytime
right,
you
guys.
Can come on and do a Weeble reference, I am in, man.
It's Weeble Wobbles. Don't say Weebles. Weebles wobbles, but they don't fall down.
Weeble Wobble. No, Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
They were just called Weebles, though?
Yeah, Weebles. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
All right. I just know I always wanted one.
I'll look into it, Gino, because he'll lie. Hawk will lie.
I am positive. Positive. Thank you, Gino.
All right, see you guys.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. We are at the BB&T Center. There is Panthers hockey tonight.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Now, the Dolly Parton version of this, which is the original, is 1,000 times better than this White Stripes version.
Oh, I can't. I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Play Dolly.
Find the Dolly Parton version, Falero. It's got some stuff.
Let me see what she got.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Smile at me if that's better than Whitney Houston.
You think she has a pretty voice?
Jolene, ooh, it's better than Whitney Houston.
No, I'm just like.
She's got a unique voice.
But is it pretty? Hawk, I have unique teeth.
No, I understand what you're saying.
You see what unique means?
It's unique. Bob Dylan had a unique voice. Has a unique voice. I don't.
Pharrell on the bench. Pharrell on the bench.
Right.
That's
unique. It's not pretty.
For radio, it's cool to have unique. Singing is supposed to be angelic.
Yeah,
she's not angelic.
You can't argue, though, that Dolly Parton's a hugely successful singer because she is. So there's enough people that think
and
it's pretty.
And Soulja Boy's famous.
Right, right. You
that's
can't argue.
But
you can't argue that
I'm
it's
not
popular.
I'm not impressed by his performances, though, just like Dolly.
Yeah, but that's crazy talk.
Bro, the masses are asses. I bring that up all the time. If you get a couple dummies on your side, other dummies will follow behind.
Yeah, but you can't speak on Dolly Parton if you've never heard her sing. You can't. You just can't speak on
it. I just heard her sing.
Nah, I'm calling BS.
Sound like my third grade teacher.
You can't speak on it.
Miss Benning.
No, I'm gonna say that's off limits now for you.
Miss Benning wasn't my third grade teacher. She was my science teacher in high school that told me I wasn't going to be anything in life.
And to hell with her.
I went back with my Hummer my rookie year and threw it a keys.
No, you didn't.
Yep.
Did you really?
Only time I ever thrown money in somebody. One of the only time. I can't say the only time. because I go to strip clubs. One of the only time I've thrown money
in anger
in people's face where I went and threw up my Hummer keys. I said, there you go, Miss Benning. I made something.
She said to you,
yeah,
you're not going to be anything.
Yep. I was the guy in high school with the cutoff shirts on. Like, I knew I was, like, I had a, you know, bunch of scholarships, so I knew I was going to play football.
School was a waste of your time.
Not really. I had a 3.8 or something. Like, I worried about school, but I wasn't the guy sitting in the front row listening to every word that she said. And she snapped on me one day and was like, oh, you're not going to be anything. She was mean, evil little snake. So when I made it, I went back and threw up my Hummer keys. There
Look
you go,
Miss
Benning. Look at yourself.
Before Falero rudely interrupted me at the end of last segment, what happened there? I was still talking. I don't know why.
I thought you threw it to break.
Again, you went to commercial. But I didn't throw it to break. I've never thrown it to break in that fashion as long as we've been doing the show.
So why were you so silent?
We were just silent.
I wanted to see if he was going to go to commercial.
I should have.
So I was going to ask him, should we do Cheers 2 this segment? Because I knew we went a little long there with Gino Toretta. So we'll do Cheers 2 in the next segment. We'll do it at 3 o'clock. And then John Clayton, the professor, is going to join us at 3:20. We can talk more about Kyler Murray and what the Dolphins should do. So we'll do Cheers 2 in the next segment. Your chance to win a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha Brewery. There's a lot of stuff to get to today. I don't know if we have time here to play the Steve Harvey sound. Do we have that, Falero?
We do.
So Steve Harvey was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. Crowder's got a new business venture.
Yes.
And I've seen the pictures, and he had done this a while ago, and now he's bought into the company. It's swimming with sharks, right?
Yes, sharktoursfl.com. We're getting it going. The first trip's going out this Thursday. And then we'll go from there. You'll start seeing stuff on social media.
And this is a real business. He did it. He enjoyed it. You swim with sharks. There's no cages.
No, just jump in. Be a man. Jump in the water.
And where do you go out of? West Palm?
Out of Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Yes. And I went with Ryan Walton, my business partner. I went out with him, and I enjoyed it. And just the exhilaration and the experience was cool. I was like, hey, man, let's get us a boat. Let's do this.
Because that was like, what, 6-8 months ago? Because you had texted me and Falero pictures of it.
Oh, no. Let's be right, because it's total transparency that you and Falero doo-doo on me a number of times through our career. So, yes, hey, guys, would you want to come out on a boat with me and dive with sharks?
Yeah, no. The answer is no.
No, I know the answer because I got it
the multiple number of times. The answer is no. But swimming with sharks is not like asking me to go fishing.
They have life. Well, have you gone fishing with me?
No.
Let's put it out there.
What's the website for your company again?
Sharktoursfl.com.
Sharktoursfl.com. Anyway, I'm watching Kimmel last night. Steve Harvey's on, and he's talking about being on vacation, and there's a thing about swimming with sharks and whatever. And Steve Harvey, he's listen to what Steve Harvey told Jimmy Kimmel about this.
We were down there, we went to this place, and they had sharks.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the signs is posted everywhere. Beware of the sharks. There's no one in the water. And so this guy comes up. We're on the dock just looking at the sharks. He says, you can swim with those. And I said, swim with what? He said, you can swim with the sharks. I said, you see the damn signs? He says, no, those aren't bull sharks. Those are nursery sharks. How the hell I know the difference? Clean a damn bull shark, all them bull sharks to me. And in all of shark history, you've never seen a black person be attacked by a shark. Ever.
Is that true?
Ever. I'm very proud of that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're showing better judgment.
It's Black History Month. You need to know stuff like this.
So now Steve Harvey apparently would not be a customer of yours.
And I call him a bitch. It is. I swim with sharks. It's knowing where you at. And my guy Ryan, he's a pro. He knows. I've been out.
Do you think a lot of black people will do it, though?
Yeah.
I think Steve Harvey's kind of right on there.
No,
I think that's like a white stupid thing.
I don't think it's white. I think it might be a little adventurous, but I don't think it's cultural. I think it's just if you got some balls, you'll do it. If not, if you want to sit up on the sand and be scary, you'll be scary.
Scared.
That's where it comes from.
Scared.
Scary. Scared. I call it different. Scary.
That's what's wrong, man.
It is wrong.
Scary as hell.
It doesn't make any sense the way you say it.
SharkToursFL.com, the conservation. But it's funny because this is the weird part, and I know it now because I've been a couple of times where, like, if you walk up on a dog and you know he's about to attack you, he's not sitting there wagging his tail laying on his back. he's sitting up, he's all tense, his hair on his back is all peaked up, his hair, and he's growling. Sharks are the same way. They swim in these big circles. They'll come up and look at you. But then if they get excited, you can see them start swimming faster, and you can see them start, like, knocking into each other to fight for the food. So it's just – it's really a life experience that bitches will never experience because they're scared of life.
Is that on your brochure?
No, I let my buddy Ryan write the brochure. I don't think bitch made a brochure not one time.
SharkToursFL.com, Crowder's new business. I think it'll do very well. He's very very good outdoorsman. So yes. And he enjoyed it. You did it? You enjoyed it?
Yes. Y'all will never do it.
I don't know.
Like we get hundreds and hundreds of people. Like I show you, we already have a bunch of bookings. So we get hundreds of bookings and everything goes smooth. You won't go off precedent and say, okay, you've had 300. Like the Twitter polls, where you get so many, and you'll be like, oh, okay, well, it's 700 people vote on it. Like, you'll take – if I get hundreds of people to come out, you won't go?
Laro?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I got to think about it.
You know what y'all sound like right now?
Can I get back to you? Can I get back to you?
Couple bitches.
We're going to play Cheers 2 in the next segment. If you want to give cheers to someone or something, line it up. 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Someone in the next segment playing Cheers 2 is going to win a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha Brewery. We'll come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.